Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve. April 21st. Before we get into this week's stories, a quick plug for something I'm very proud of. The Fife Forest team has just dropped a brand new guide, the Strategic Winery's Guide to Modern Marketing. This is 34 pages of clear, actionable advice built specifically for winery teams. Not just generic BS, but a roadmap to help you connect campaigns to real business outcomes. We break down the five most common mistakes wineries make, how to plan campaigns that properly convert, and what it looks like to market like a modern D2C brand without chasing trends or burning out your team. It's for owners, marketers, managers, and anyone tired of wasting time on and budget on things that don't move the needle. You can grab it now at fiveforest.com. Alrighty, let's get into this week's news. There are a couple items that you've probably already heard about, but they've got deep implications for digital marketing within the wine world, and that's what I want to lead with. So first, Google. Google might be forced to sell off key parts of its ad tech empire. Last week, a US judge ruled that Google holds illegal monopolies in key parts of the ad tech ecosystem, and specifically publisher ad servers and ad exchanges. In plain terms, this means that Google has too much control over how ads are bought, sold, and delivered across the internet. It's a huge deal. Why? Because these are the very systems that most wineries rely upon, either directly or through agencies, to run programmatic ads, marketing campaigns, and Google display buys. If Google is forced to break up or sell off these assets, it could dramatically change how digital advertising works. Costs could shift, ad delivery could get messier, performance reporting could splinter across new platforms, and for smaller brands already struggling to track marketing attribution, it might get worse before it gets better. Now, here's the flip side. This could also open the door for more transparency and competition in the ad space. If Google's dominance weakens, we may see better tools for small to medium-sized businesses, and that could include wine brands who want better visibility without feeling boxed into a single ecosystem. So, the takeaway. Even if you're not running Google ads right now, this ruling may signal a profound shift. Watch your ad performance. Ask your agencies or partners good questions and be prepared for volatility as the ad tech landscape rebalances. Next up, Meta. And what could happen if they lose Instagram? Meta's on trial again, this time for allegedly building an illegal monopoly by acquiring Instagram and WhatsApp to squash the competition. The FTC is arguing that Meta's control over what they're called personal social networking gives it unfair market power, and they want the court to force Meta to sell off Instagram and WhatsApp. This isn't just corporate drama, although it is that. It has real implications for anyone using Meta's platforms to build brand, reach new audiences, or run ads. Insta accounts for more than half of Meta's US ad revenue, and it's one of the only platforms where younger users still actively engage with brands. If it's forced to spin off from Meta, expect disruptions in your ad targeting, in your ad reporting, and in integrations, especially with Meta Business Manager. But beyond the basics, this trial is part of a bigger movement. We may finally be entering a post-Meta era, one where the gravitational center of social media shifts. TikTok, YouTube, Reddit, Discord, even emerging niche platforms, these are not just distractions anymore. They're becoming a new infrastructure of online culture. So here's your takeaway. Don't panic, but don't wait either. Start evaluating where your brand is showing up and what would happen if your Meta tool stopped working. Because if the platform's control weakens, so does your ability to rely upon its shortcuts. Let's shift gears into something every wine brand should be thinking about, premiumization. This week in Marketing Week, Gareth Turner published a very sharp opinion piece that every wine marketer needs to read. Premiumization versus alienation, the fine line marketers can't afford to cross. His core argument? Raising prices only works when it's backed by perceived value. If your premium product doesn't come with a premium experience, whether that's the product itself, your packaging, your story, your service, customers are gonna feel it and they're gonna walk. This hits especially hard in wine, where premiumization has become the default play. Redesign a label, push a new release at a higher price, and assume that the story will carry that markup. At Fife Forest, we've been talking about this for the past 2 years because we're seeing so many wineries, even competing brands within the same tier, all trying to premiumize at once. And when everyone does it, that is not repositioning. It's just inflation with a prettier font. Consumers know when your math doesn't add up. If you're raising prices without delivering better storytelling, better access, or real-world value, you are not premiumizing. You're just pricing people out. Turner reminds us that true premiumization is about differentiation. And in his FMCG world, that may mean better ingredients or more sustainable sourcing.
In wine, it's about rethinking how you launch, how you serve, how you connect, from shelf to site to tasting room to story. The takeaway: premium pricing should never be the goal on its own. It has to be earned. And in wine, that means aligning price with experience, not just heritage or brand voice. One last thing. I'm thrilled to be attending South by Southwest Europe in London this June. And if you'll be there too, I'd love to catch up. This is shaping up to be a great conversation on the future of tech, creativity, and culture. And I'm so excited to see what it brings. Drop me a line if you'll be attending or just want to connect while I'm in town.
And that's it for this week's Radar. For more insights and support with your wine marketing, be sure to visit fiveforests.com and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.